la Bauhaus të revolucionin informatik, që duhet të keni pasur dhe për të lexuar kapitullin e 8. Ky është një workshop i përvitshëm që profesor Sajo bën dhe që vjen në Paris për ta kryer, i cili lidh me disa leksione dhe përfundon me një ushtrim praktik ku të gjithë duhet të keni një materiali për të ndërtuar maket dhe të ndërtojmë atë një ushtrim që quhet Dastrakiera, fusha e shahut në shqip, që do kemi mundësi të aplikojmë disa operacione ose lëvizje të një arkitekti të cilin do studiojmë të sekundjavës, dhe më pas do kemi mundësi të punojmë me idetë e tij.
Grazie. Un applauso, grazie. This is a very nice speech. I realized a few things. Okay, very good. Before starting, a few simple rules that I already explained. Please take notes during the speech. The fact that you take notes is formal part of the evaluation that you are going to have. Okay? The lecture will be rich. It will be a very rich menu, in a way, with many ideas and many connections of things, and I hope you will enjoy it very much. This is my scope. This is also a workshop, and as Gerdy anticipated, we organize in this way. We have one first lecture session that is today, correct? And this is until what time?
Until 5. We have time until 5.
Until 5. So it's short. Okay, so it will be 2.5 hours with a break because the human brain cannot organize ideas for more than 1 hour, 15 minutes, more or less. Then it becomes flat. It's completely useless. So we'll do always a small break so you can find again a little bit of enthusiasm and your brain will open up again, okay? And then also you can smoke a cigarette, have a coffee or whatever. So I'll try to have a break in the middle short, but then tomorrow we have two other long sections in the morning and in the afternoon. And the last part of the afternoon will explain to you what are the ideas of the actual part of this exercise that in jargon we call scacchiera, okay? That is basically your intervention, your critical intervention in what we shown in the lecture, okay? So in a way, since you're basically all, although in different level, in different way, you are all designers, in a way or the other. We are not only interested in the cultural aspect of what you are going to say, but also we are interested if we can grab some method, if we can grab some idea that we can use in our own work. Okay? And that we call la scacchiera as an exercise. And so you do that basically during the Saturday after class and Sunday morning, and then we do a review, a final jury review and evaluation of your work in the final part of Sunday, and then you are free. Okay, and this part of course will be conducted in group. I will love that the group will be mixture, but that is up to you, the formation of the group, of course. Is it okay? Okay. Can I have the list of the signature name, please? Okay. Let's have everybody signed. Okay. One aspect of my, let's call, style of teaching, it is that I have everything in the internet. So, of course, this is very important. It's very important because it's an action that is interrelated with many other actions, actually, you know? But the fact that everything is in the internet is one of the key things. So, the only thing that you have to know is my name, that is Antonino Saggio,
I write it correctly, because there are more than 25. I think there are 30 or 35. Huh? It's a big class. I'm glad that you have a big class. So I'm sure nobody knew that. Or at least two or three people don't know. Right? That's why I wrote it.
When you get that piece of information, what you do, you go here, you go in Google, and you type it. Okay? That's my name. Okay? I type it, and it appears how Google treats me, which is quite well, I would say. So you can have a lot of things, but since Google is intelligent, basically it's the first link that we are interested in. So we just go in the first link, boom. Now that we go there, is the internet working? What's the matter? Internet is working, right? Right. Yeah. It's the first time that he's putting. Okay, this is my web page. The web page is huge, has a lot of information. You are not interested except if you want to explore my activity for one reason or the other. It's big. What you are interested in is to find the secret link. The secret link is the link to what we are going to do today. I use this technique that I want to share these things only with you. You become public after. But for now, only us. We are like in a theater. It's only us that know where the material is and what we are going to do. Thanks very much. So, you have to find the secret link, and the secret link, I'll show you what it is. It's very important for you, because otherwise you cannot access the information later on. It is in publication. You have to go in chapter 5 of these pages. Oh, sorry. That is publication. And when you go in publication, there is this book that some of you know. And in this book, there is the link. There is the secret link. So if you click here, there is nothing. But if you click here exactly, there is the secret link. And it's the link that will bring you to the lecture of today, of these 2 days. Okay? So the first thing that is very excited for people, not for you, but for many other students of the past, is what Professor Saggio cooked for us this year. Because this is the 8th time that I'm doing the same cycle, but each time is with a different protagonist, is with a different personality. And each time I use this as a kind of an idea that is very nice, not to propose an old one, because the old one is already there, and we can go and study it completely, but I want to give you a new personality. So in the past we've done Giuseppe Terragni in 2012, we did Lou Sauer in 2013, Peter Eisman in 2014, Franco Gehry in 2015, Lou Kahn in 2016, Frank Lloyd Wright in 2018, and Zadid last year. Gary, you have participated to any of these, or only to the Sicily Lab?
No, I did Eisenman, I think, and also Gary.
Ah, you did two, plus the Sicily Lab.
Yeah.
So we have a good, a long relationship. If you want to see to any about this, let's see Peter Eisman, you go there, and what you will find all the audio that I did in that occasion, so everything it is recorded, plus all the images, plus all the exercises at the end that the group of that year they've done. So if Gerdi was in that year, we can see Sacchiere, or if he was in Eisman or not. So that is the similar structure. Since I'm lecturing for about 8 to 9 hours, everything considered, plus there is the workshop, it is important that you kind of are with me in this trip, you know. It's a trip that you must be rather happy to do that. If you get too tired, we will stop, but it is an engaging scene, okay? Some of you know me as an author, right, because you wrote Architecti and Modernity. And I know some of you use it in class, right? In the class of Professor Damo, I think, in other classes. Anyway, so we are dealing with Enric Miralles. This is the big thing. I've been actually telling the truth. We are working with Enric Miralles and Benedetta Tagliabue. The studio is called M-A-M-B-T, Enric Miralles, Benedetta Tagliabue. As everybody knows, I suppose, this is also in some way a very tragic story, but also a story full of hope for the future, because what happened, I suppose many of you know, Enric Miralles died at the age of 45, suddenly, from a cancer in the brain, at the age of 45, very, very young, and that was in year 2000. So since then, the wife, that is Benedetta Tagliabue, that was already collaborating since 10 years, more or less, with Enric Miralles, continued the work of Enric Miralles and achieving very, very, very important results in many aspects. And we are going to give a special prize to Benedetta Tagliabue in a few weeks in Rome, and I will do the prolusione, the speech in honor to her. So, of course, I have other architects in mind that I will do in the future, but the combination of all these reasons pushed me to study a lot during these days, during these past 2 weeks, Enric Miralles. Because in order to prepare this, of course, I mention it in the book. Of course, I know Miralles. Or even in my book series, there is a book dedicated to Miralles. But it's completely another thing if I have to go deeper, really, in the story and in the project, and in the making of the project. Because this is very important to transmit to you in this workshop. So, the first thing is that we are doing about Miralles. How we are going to do it? We divided the work in 5 chapters. Each chapter has a theme, let's say a keyword, like a main concept, and then we open some works, 3, 4, or 1, it depends, to explain what is the relevance of that keyword. Okay? So in the case of this series of lectures about AMBT or Miralles Tagliabue, we start with the chapter 1 that will be the architecture as soil. Okay? The architecture as ground. The second one is called the filamentoso. I was not sure that this word even existed. I think I may have invented the filamentoso. Instead, I checked in the vocabulary, also in the English vocabulary, and it exists. And filamentoso, in order to be sure, here is how they say it in English.
The filamentous. The filamentous.
The filamentous. That means something that goes like lines, you know?
Like
wires, yes, like lines. But filamento is nicer than purely wires, because wires in some way is mechanic. filamentous is natural, in a way. So at the beginning I thought that I invented this word, then I realized that it exists, and then, you know. And I even know the pronunciation in English. I hope you appreciate this detail. And then the third chapter is called The Wall as a Section. It seems to me a very strong idea, very particular idea, to treat the wall as a section. It seems a very important aspect to look at some of Mirai Stagliabue work. The other one is called The Ground in the Sky. And the last one is small pitches, that I wanted to say that when you look at small projects, you can really take a lesson from that, because it's something that we can really learn how to do it. So these are the five things. If everything goes well, surely we'll do the first one today, and probably a good part of the second one, okay, today. And then we keep, then we have all Saturday, right, our lecture. And then we'll keep these other three for plus the explanation of Scacchiere tomorrow. Or, it depends how things goes, or we can even tackle the third one today. Let's see how we move. Okay? So this is more or less what is the structure. Each of these chapters takes some time to open it up. Okay? Okay, let's go to the first one. The architectural soil, or the architectural ground. You can say in both ways. I enjoyed this picture. There is a strange destiny, because Miralles is exactly the same age as me. He's born in 1955. And there are other aspects that are similar, that we are going to talk later. But in terms of design capability, I think that Miralles is considered a genius by anybody that contacts him. So there are some aspects of his capability of creation, or capability of innovate architecture, and there is a kind of almost obsession for the work that really put him at the lead, or at a level of really a genius of architecture. And I met him personally shortly when he was probably around 37. We were both around 37. He was in Rome to give a lecture, and he was probably 87, so was before he was getting famous with the work of the Barcelona Olympiade. And I remember very well this strong energy, and the fact that although so strong, so young, he had already an issue of El Croquis. In some way, the magazine El Croquis, together with this new trend of Spanish architecture, they were quite together. So El Croquis became probably the most important magazine of architecture, or one of the most important, for sure. And so he had already that. I think some biographical notes are important to understand what's going on. Of course, we don't follow all his biography, but a few things are important. There are some aspects of the personality that are created basically when you are 20s. In a way, you can always look at a person, even if he's 60 and 70, and ask to yourself, in what age he was 20s? He was 20s during the war, or he was 20s when he was starting the 68, he was 20 when he was the fascist regime, what he was doing when he was 20s. It's a very interesting question, because you will understand that certain aspects of the personality in a way are creating in the beginning of the young adult phase, when you are out of the adolescence, but you start to be a young adult. And so, why I'm telling this, because Miralles is being lived in 55, he lived all his adolescence under a dictatorship. Spain was under a fascist dictatorship by the dictator was called Franco, and the whole country was very strong under a dictatorship regime. So there was that sense of lack of air, lack of horizon, lack of possibilities, lack of everything, basically. And in 75, finally, Franco died, and the dictator Franco died. Enrique Miralles was 20 at that moment, exactly 20. And so he basically grew up with this strong, very strong sense of liberation that Spain had. It is nothing special. All the countries that are coming out of a dictatorship, they find a lot of energy. There is a lot of energy that in some way was compressed, that was liberated after that. So all of you are around 25, as more or less age. So for you, you don't know really what Albania transition was. You were too young during the dictatorship phase, right? So you don't have that experience. But surely your parents, they are people that exactly lived that moment of liberation and with all the problems that in Albania was related to, but there is also a lot of energy. In a way, police is a result of that process. It is inconceivable, this school, without the energy that was liberated after the dictatorship, you know, the energy that was liberated out of that. Okay. Wake him up, this guy, and tell him to go outside to have a coffee, or whatever. No, it's fine, but go to have a coffee, it's okay, no problem. No, you've been probably working all night, I have no problem. But have a coffee and then come back, but don't sleep, cannot be acceptable to sleep. Okay, now, it happens, don't worry. Each of us, particularly me, may it happened at some time, particularly at a certain age, so it's not a drama, but it cannot be acceptable at the same time. So, so the strength of this liberation out of the dictatorship was very important and create a lot of energy in that moment. This is the issue of the El Croquis that was dedicated to the young architect. Enrique Miralles and Carme Pinos, because for around 10 years Enrique Miralles was married to this other architect that was called Carme Pinos, and so all the first phase of their work was Miralles and Pinos. Then they divorced, and also from a personal point of view and also from a career point of view. Carme Pinos is a very good architect anyway. Let's pick few things. Miralles went to work with architect Diana Empignon. Viaplana and Pignon. Viaplana and Pignon are Barcelona architects, first of all. They did major work, also the museum and things. If some of you maybe have been to Barcelona, though, they will have noticed this large canopy that is in front of a stazione. And in some way, I wanted to show this work because there is some relationship between this work and the phase to be in the office with Viaplana and Pignon and the beginning of the work of Carme Pinos and Enric Miralles. I met quite well Elio Pignon, and is, let's say, is a typical rationalistic architect. Has nothing to share with the type of language, things and expressionists of Miralles. But I remember that he told me once one thing that once he speak to Enric Miralles, saying that he was coming too little to the school where he was as a position, and Enric Miralles, he said that it's 3 years that I don't have vacation, to tell the amount of pressure and engagement that it was in the work. Okay, so in 1983, after 5 or 6 years of working with Viaplana and Pignon, Carme Pinos and Enric Miralles start their own studio. There is one thing very important to understand, and that is another similarity. Enric Miralles goes to the United States for a Fulbright grant. I don't know if from Albania you have Fulbright. You have Fulbright from Albania? No. They come, but you cannot. For some, it's not nice. Anyway, Fulbright scholarship are, let's say, one architect per year or something like that, that can go to the United States to study. And both of them, although in different moments, Carme Pinos and Enric Miralles went to the United States in the beginning of '80s, in '82 or '81, and so they start to open up their culture to not only what's happening in Europe and in Spain, but also to the culture of the United States. Means Eismans, means Gehry, and means Chumi. There are people that were relevant and known. And also to a series of artists that that Miralles was studying. Now, architectural soil. If you go, can you buy me a water, please? A little water for me?
Yes.
Yes, please. I pay you after. Okay. You have to understand, because this issue is a theoretical issue that you have to understand well. What does it mean that architecture becomes soil? What does it mean that architecture becomes ground? What is the intellectual thing related to this? Okay? So in order, you have to understand what you are talking about. Okay. So, let's start. The only way to show you the difference is to touch a little bit other architects. There is a way to take out this. Okay, just 1 second, okay? Okay. To understand what does it mean architecture as ground or architecture as soil, that is the basic aspect that of this phase of Miralles, you have to understand what it is not, what is contrary to. So let's start from Le Corbusier. For Le Corbusier, the idea was that architecture is the game of pure objects under the light. So it was a composition of objects on a flat surface. So there is a dichotomy between the surface, the ground, and the object. Architecture was thought as a pure object under the ground, for Le Corbusier idea. That's why his great inspiration was Piazza del Campo a Pisa, no? You see, it's a composition of objects on a flat surface, okay? So, a pure object under the light. Evidently, it's not architecture as ground. It's completely another thing, okay? With Eichmann, the thing starts to change. With Eichmann used the word palimpsest, that is an interesting word. What he means that basically every action of architecture depends on a series of layers that are overimposing one on top of the other, and in some way the actual shape of architecture is a critical choice about these layers. The layers create kind of the regulating line, let's say, of a possible actions of architecture. It's a completely different idea. It's not a pure architectural under the light. It's a series of layers that are overimposing one with the other. The layers sometimes have historical relevance, sometimes not. And architecture becomes as a choice out of these layers. And I use the Rebstock, the Berlin project as an example of that, but there are many. Gehry has a completely another approach. Gehry thinks that the whole evidence and the whole strength of architecture comes from a kind of cheapscape. The actions, particularly in the old first phases, are generated by the type of informality that from one time comes from pop art and all the type of art that want to look at the everyday, and from the other, of course, it comes from some type of critical understanding of the strength of the periphery. So the periphery is not ugly. The periphery becomes a place out of which you can take energy, you know? So that energy, together with the pop art, creates this idea of the cheapscape. Oh, you understand that from the cheapscape to the volume under the light of Le Corbusier, there is complete difference, a completely different approach. And from this to the palimpsest that Eichmann works, is a completely different approach. Miralles he did not invent it. His time to invent is much later. At the beginning, in a way, although original, he belonged to an idea that is more close to that one of Zahavid. What thinks Zahavid? Zahavid thinks exactly the opposite of Le Corbusier. She thinks that there is a weaving, there is a continuous, like a weaving, a continuous texture of forces that create the place in which both nature and architecture take place. And here comes the word, architecture as soil, or architecture as ground, or landform, they are always synonymous one with the other, means that there is a series of texture, like a texture out of which both soil, both ground, and both architecture take place. Contemporary, at the same moment, following the same rules. The rule of the ground and the rule of architecture are the same. It's an incredible revolution. It's something completely completely different from this, from Le Corbusier's idea. 60 years later, architecture changed completely on this idea. So the idea of
you may call landform is a way to call it. The other way is architecture. As soil or as ground. That means that there is a common texture that unifies land and architecture. They belong to the same for making system, a big revolution.
Okay? This is a painting. Who is this painting? Reddy Beleschi, number 16.
Yes.
Who is this painting? You can make a circle of people. You can collaborate.
No. Okay, let's go in another part of the room.
Taulant. Go ahead, Taulant. Taulant.
Yes.
Right, yeah. Let's go in around number 24. For example, Bedeni. Luce Bedeni.
Swear.
I don't know, but I think it's Henry Grader. No. Nobody knows? Eh? Okay. Doesn't matter. It's Paul Klee. It's Paul Klee. It is interesting that it's Paul Klee. Once you know the name, you can look at the internet. Now it's a word made by passwords, you know. Basically, in the second in which you have the name, you have the universe that is open to you. The painter is called Paul Klee. It is so interesting, this. Because in some way, painting anticipating that idea. Paul Klee was one of the masters in the 20s of Bauhaus. And in a way, that idea of painting that is so different from, for example, that one of Piet Mondrian, just to make an example, is very different. Okay, look at this. No? This is not a texture. This seems a zoning. Mondrian, this seems a zoning, right? Instead, if you go back to Klee, you understand. Look at this. So this brings that idea that exactly this is a manifesto of what I wrote. It's a manifesto of what I wrote. Grazie, caro. Thanks a lot. And so, in a way, that kind of idea transmigrated from painting to architecture with that formula. And that's why I spend the time, because that is goes with the concept that exactly architecture as land, as architecture as soil, and particularly There is no difference between figure and ground. Another way to say, while for Le Corbusier everything was a difference between figure and ground, now you don't know the difference. They are together. Okay? So it's a big thing. I'm curious, very curious, if I ever mention Crane in the book. How can I do it? There is a name, right? There is a name list at the end. Three? Okay. I mentioned three times. I mentioned three times. I don't know in this context. In 3 moments, Paul Klee became the introduction. But anyway, he's not important. So this is a typical Hadid at his turn makes, what is this? This is a painting in the Klee way. It is a perspective as an architectural day. It is a manifesto. It is a manifesto. It is the idea that the buildings, that actually there are buildings here somewhere, okay? Buildings and soil are intertwined. They live together. There is not a difference. If you don't understand that, you don't understand anything of what's going on. So that's why I put it time on this. And then I put it this page, so just in case you want to reread that aspect. This is Carme Pinos, the wife, at the time in which they started. So they start with, strangely enough, with a pergola, with a little project that is this pergola here, and in a little town out of Barcelona. First of all, it is interesting that they start the project, the pergola, like this, their master, Diana and Pignon. You remember this, no? Look at this. This is, although it's very interesting when you go there, because for this change of scale, etc. But this is clearly one object. It makes the thing as to be one object, an object that dialectically interrelate with the space. They start to understand immediately what will be very typical of the work of Miralles, and Miralles and Pinos. They are interested on a system. So the word system, it becomes very important in their thinking. So here, they study a way to create this part of the public space. Is the first project the young architects have, you know? But they clearly show already some of very interesting ideas. The first thing is that they are interested in a system. Why in a system? Because clearly this thing is not based on an object, on a pure object. It's based on the fact you can create a system. So this thing can grow, clearly. And another concept that is typical of Miralles is unfinished. The idea that things are always unfinished, that things are a problem, for his kind of thinking is instead a virtue. So this system can grow, can become something else, can create something else. And another thing, I think it is important, it is done with in this case with simple material. These are the typical type of wood that you use in Spain, and with a very simple system. It's modular in a way, with only small change, you know, so there is small change in this direction, and some of them also. But as soon as these things arrived, it created already critical attention, because it was something rather different, you know. I never had seen exactly something like that. I went to go to Google Maps or something similar to actually see the actual context. It is a very simple project, very small project. but with a lot of thinking beyond and copy it. Remember, this is a very simple, effective way because it's economical, it is dynamic. Copy it. Remember, this system should do it. To everybody, it happens to have a way to deal with public spaces, with cannabis and things like that. This is so simple and so intelligent at the same time. They try to keep in your mind and try to remember that at least the 50% of architecture is culture, means know things. So I'm sure that this can bring to a lot of possible transformation because it's a simple, strong, effective ideas. The other thing that you understand is that the shape is not important. Exactly as everything that you go in that idea. It's not the shape, the final shape that is important. It is important the system. So if this is like that or it is differently, it doesn't matter. It's not the single shape that brings the quality. It's the intelligence of the process and in some way the sensibility from other aspects. So basically with this we can do whatever shape we want with the same system. And it will be very effective, very economical, very sensible at the same time because some virtue of irregularity within a regularity. Yes, it's a very intelligent, simple project. So keep in mind. Okay, after that, Miragli and Pinos were involved with Barcelona Olimpiadi. The Olimpiadi of Barcelona was in 92. And the city, and Barcelona is the case of a city that was really revitalized and completely, not completely, but in a positive way, transformed by the presence of the Olympics. So, for example, there is one case, I hope there is no Greek with us, but probably there is. But for example, the experience of the Olympiad in Athene, right, was an enormous cost. A lot of abandoned structure after, and not real impact in the transformation, in the positive transformation of the city. In fact, when the Olympiad were back, they basically closed the campus, and all the country went almost bankrupt, right? The opposite happened in Barcelona, because in Barcelona a lot of strategic decisions of the city were done in relationship with the Olympiad. Who of you have ever been to Barcelona? Can you raise your hand? None of you has been to Barcelona? None. One person? Okay, if you have a chance, you find a cheap flight, go. But to tell an example, all the relationship with the sea was completely transformed at the time of the Olympiad. All the large beaches, etc., were created in that moment. Before, there were only a port and a lot of industrial area. But just to tell that, so there's been quite a number of jobs of architects that, even young architects, they were involved in building like that in that occasion. So in this occasion, Miralles and Pinos did a couple of buildings. This one is one interesting and important that in some way is related with that idea of architectural ground. Start to look at the drawing. Even the way the thing it is drawn, it brings the attention to a series of interrelationship between parts. This is a area in which people can make il tiro con l'arco. It's the place where the Olympiad of tiro con l'arco took place. These are the two major plants. So you will feel immediately this series of signs that are the walls, right? The walls that in some way created the space. Yeah, this is almost done though. Okay. So, you see these signs, like almost they are abstract signs. These are the signs of the walls that in some way define the area in which the different functions that are needed are contained. And you already understand that in that type of sign there is that kind of idea to interrelate the formation of land and the formation of architecture. And that becomes strong in some pieces, particularly this one. So in this project you start to see some idea on that architectural soil, architectural ground. But you cannot completely understand that idea if you don't look at art, a contemporary art, particularly this artist that is called Robert Smithson. Let's see what Robert Smithson, just to have a very fast very fast look at this work. Let's see what looks like. Okay. Okay. So Robert Smithson, you see, it is clearly a person that makes land art. You know, he's particularly famous for this type of spiral, no, in which it is clear. A series of operations, but if you look at this, you immediately see that we are close to what Zadid is trying to do, or is a kind of manifesto of that idea, of the same idea, you know? Ground and architecture is not together. This is a sculpture, a painting, or a land art. So for him, it's not necessarily an architecture, but in the hands of people like Zadi or the Jan Miralles, this become a manifesto of how to work with that idea. And so the work in which this idea become very strong is this cemetery. It's called the Cemetery of Igualda. It's the cemetery of Igualda, it's a small town, and this, for a young architect around 33, 34 at the time that this was completed, was a real, real important piece. At this moment, Zaha Hadid was drawing that idea, but there was nothing built. So although Zaha Hadid generated, let's say, or what was probably the most important generator of this idea of landform, of architecture as land, at the time in which this one was built, he has nothing built, David. So this project, historically, was one of the first projects in which that idea of that architecture as ground was actually designed and built. And so Miralles became, in a way, one of the... Cari, mi togli la luce, eh? Perché così le immagini si vengono meglio, tanto non mi vedono con questo, non fa niente. So the first thing is really how this thing is done. It is done, now we'll see the plan, it is done playing basically with the contour line. The contour line became something that will engage architecture. While architecture as object, when you have a contour line, you put a bulldozer, you put a retaining wall, and then you put the object, right? With this idea of architecture as ground, the first thing, of course, is when you have the contour line, you play with it, right? In order to create the kind of idea, the clay idea, the lead idea, the kind of idea of the continuity. Okay. I pick this drawing because I think it is interesting, you know, that an architect make this drawing. Because this drawing is a manifesto in reality, no? You don't need for any specific reason. This is a manifesto that tells you basically how the cemetery is in a way a kind of natural part of a larger orographic system, or a larger ground system, no? Why otherwise you do this drawing? There is no sense, right? So this drawing is really a manifesto of the idea of how the cemetery is conceived. It's conceived as ground. And the rule of the ground, the rules of the land are mixed to architecture, to create this particular, very particular approach, very unique approach, something that at that particular moment was not familiar or was not used at all. How does it work? Clearly there are few levels of the Igualda cemetery, and the main system of burying, I think it is, you know, where you put the dead, burying, I think it's burying, is done in this element, and this element is very interesting because in some cases are like that. In some other cases become like that. You see here they change. So they come closer one to the other. Here it is. One is more parallel, more straight, and the other come closer. And they change this movement in order to create a specific tension in the space. And then of course there is more than one level, to do that. Okay, I selected a movie. Let's see. Probably in the movie we could have a better feeling of it. So the Igualda cemetery is a well-known project. It's a project that architects of medium culture know the existence of. Do you think it's better that I change? It's low. Before.
It's slow, but it doesn't
push. Okay.
I
do polish. No YouTube at all.
Yes.
Ah, okay. So give me a bridge. Give me a bridge. So it's censored. Yeah. Okay. But we are pirates. Okay. Ecco qua. Put it. You have enough, no?
I should.
Yeah.
Io mi telefono.
No, because it's nice to see the movie, no? I selected. Okay. Good, thanks a lot, Yeti.
With the Gabion for transition.
Okay.
The Igualada Cemetery, near Barcelona, built by Enric Morales and Carme Pinos, between 1985 and 1995. The word cemetery comes from the Greek koimeterion dormitory. In the south of Europe, the two traditions coexist. Either the coffin is buried on the ground and covered with a marble or stone slab, or, imitating the catacombs of the early Christians, the coffin is placed in a niche. Igualada, 40,000 inhabitants. In the heart of the agglomeration, the city had a cemetery where the alignment of the niches was getting denser and higher. Early in the 80s, the cemetery was full.
So this happened in every...
In 1985,
in every city.
The municipality decided to build a new facility on the only parcel of land still available, far from the center. Behind the 2,000-hectare future industrial state, there was still a wasteland. Lay 4 hectares of unattractive land.
It is interesting that the drawing that they made is completely false. You imagine that it's an empty land. It's completely urbanized.
A park. It would have 1,600 niches, some 40 tombs and family vaults, a communal grave, a chapel, and a mortuary. The winners of the competition were Enrique Morales and Carme Pinos, a couple of Catalan architects. They were 30 years old. They were admirers of Gaudi, Le Corbusier, and Richard Long's Land Art. At the same period, they won several competitions in Catalonia, a canopy along an avenue in the Olympic district of Barcelona, the Hostalet Social Center, and a school in Morelia. In its presentation, the plan they submitted was like no other. Contrary to the usual practice, the curves of the terrain, the future vegetation, and the plans of the buildings were all drawn with lines of the same thickness. Difficult to read, they announced the real nature of the project.
This is a very interesting detail. They said that they draw everything in the same with the same line, no? And they said this is difficult to read, but this is one reason to go to the idea, exactly to that idea, you know, that there is no that object placed on a soil that is drawn with heavy lines and with the other one with weak lines, but everything is drawn with the same thickness of line exactly to go in that idea that they belong to the same world, they belong to the same generative thinking.
Due to the usual practice, the curves of the terrain, the future vegetation, and the plans of the buildings were all drawn with lines of the same thickness. Difficult to read, they announced the real nature of the project.
They announced the real nature of the project.
Pensamos
a nice way
que
to
nuestro
say.
We think that our organic body should be returned to the earth.
Otra vez a la naturaleza.
They wanted to oblige us to put the corpse into a box, and we thought that the body should be returned to nature.
Tenía que volver a la naturaleza.
You are dust. You shall be dust.
Una de las primeras
Instead of burying the bodies in the earth, we had the idea of burying the niches, these concrete boxes.
Estas cajas de hormigón.
We buried the cemetery.
Here you start to understand the idea, no? When you see from the top, it is clear this idea.
The cemetery
you
is
to
notched
look
into
like
the ground.
A did the painting or
on
a
the
plate,
sides of the cutting, the lines of niches
painting,
are piled up
that
to
idea
five levels.
Really the architectural land
at the top,
belongs to the same
a visor
niche,
traces volutes
no
and sharp angles. Retaining earth and vegetation,
okay, so
these lines of concrete mark
the
frontier between the building
wall, you know,
and nature.
Because there's a different level.
The architects made a cutting 150 meters long and 5 meters deep that ends in a circular area. The niches line both sides. Anyone walking between the concrete facades will see nothing of the surrounding countryside. The pathway is planted with trees whose tops alone surmount the sides.
Okay. I think this is to give
the
a,
entrance to the pathway is marked
basic
by three
idea,
high,
no? I think it is important to
mounted on casters
to see this type
symbolic
of
gateway.
This type of architecture.
A tangle of tubes that ought to open and close to stop cars entering. It was never put to
vado,
work.
Ritorno al polis, va bene? Ok, così non ti consumo troppo. So I use it only when I need it. Ok.
The pathway slopes gently down between...
Ok. Ok. I have also this Google Map location that is also interesting to... Google Map is not censored, right?
No.
Okay. I created this link because not only for the lecture, but later on for some of you to work with, because we are in this world, you know, we are in a world that we can really approach the feeling of what the real architecture is, you know. So what I wanted to stress that, of course, there is an idea of material. The material, of course, play that game. In this cemetery is one of the first time that this technique has been used. This technique has been used by Herzog de Meuron later on, but this is one of the first, that I think the first, but surely one of the first, that has been used. You understand that these are the stone, probably are the stone directly coming out of the excavation that was needed to create that, and then they are put in this system of nets, of iron nets. It became something, it became a way to do it afterwards, you know, and particularly Herzog de Meuron used it. But I think this is one of the first cases in which this has been done. So, but what I wanted to stress is that this is, of course, is a matter of material, but it's not only a matter of material. It's really a matter of design. You know, how the design is conceived, following that idea. Let me see if I can see from the top. I would love to see it from the top. I'm lost in the country now. Okay. Pazienza. You will do it. Okay.
With the gabions for transition.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Where is my project? Okay. So this is here. There is a description of it, and then of course looking for the keywords you'll find a lot of things. Why I'm making all these things? Because the idea, you see, is that in Saturday afternoon we will divide it in groups, you know, and so maybe there is one group that will do the scacchiere will be done in only one project. So start to think what is the project that you feel closer to your heart, because this is what you are going to do. So this can be one. Then I found another one with the same idea, very strong idea, the idea of architectural ground. I'm going to talk about this. But before, I want to talk about one of the typical techniques of Miralles, is the techniques of the collage. And this should be discussed a little bit, and I think actually will be also a nice idea that the group, they will try their own collage about, because it's really a technique of Miralles. Now, why they do these collages? The collages are not a painting, is not a sketch, is not a drawing, it is a kind of logical and rational and irrational way to bring to the imagination of the project different products. This is the basic idea. So the collage is done to bring different pieces of reality and kind of compose something that is at the middle of a manifesto, at the middle of a conceptual idea, at the middle a possible way to go. Is a very important intellectual action for Miracle. Not many architects use that. Basically, it's one of the, well, if I have to think of this use of the collage, I think Miralles is really one of the few that I can think of. Because it's not the collage that the Artigraph do in the 60s, you know? That is a collage done to show some type of futuristic thing. There is a megastructure, there is a singer, there is a profile of the city, etc. Those are kind of collage like a pop art collage, no? Miralles has nothing to do with that kind of idea. It's really the idea to bring heterogeneous material, in a way, arriving from reality, and they are different. They're coming from different way. Like if I start to think about a project, let's imagine that I'm start to do the project of this building, I will start to have a collage that brings together different suggestions, you know? Maybe suggestion of how it was the city downtown, previous police building, how it is the community of students being together, how you bring some memories of the landscape of Albania, I don't know. And you put them together in a kind of artistic form, in the collage form, that is a visual form. That is something that is so strong in the approach of Miralles. It's the kind of pre-thinking of the project. And it's a kind of a phase of liberation of imagination. It's really a type of liberation of imagination. And the imagination grab different things of reality and put together in a form that is actually a form after a painting by itself. You don't know exactly what it is. But it's the way in which some ideas, they start to move, they start to generate. And this technique, you will see that will bring amazing, incredible results. The certain ideas of the most mature project will never be possible without this tool. And it's a very, 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 very interesting tool. I never use it myself. I never thought to my students to use that. Never. Because I understood that only in this period of deep understanding of Miralles and deep understanding of the way that is doing. Okay. So we'll do another project and then we'll take a short break, okay? In some way this project is even more didactic than the cemetery itself, because it is exactly shown in a very explicit way that idea of architectural soil, architectural ground. You can start from look particularly at the model, no? Look at the model, how the model, it is done. This is a museum, but it's a museum that is located in at the boundaries of a city, of urbanization and naturalization that you see here. And so you clearly see from the model how land and architecture belong to the same generation room, you know? And one with the other, they are not only speaking to each other, but they are really relating to each other. So, from this point you understand also that each product that an architect does has to speak to him first. The product that you do, the drawing that you do, has to speak to you, and then to the other. This is very important to understand. It's a key problem in the, it's a key aspect. Because in the moment in which you do the thing, you do the product, you create with the product a kind of mutual relationship. So when the observation that was in the video, they draw everything with the same line. You know, apparently it's a secondary observation. It is crucial, he said. Because drawing everything with the same line means this kind of revolution that a tree almost count or a contour line almost count as a building. And goes exactly with that philosophy, that is this philosophy. And here in the model is the same thing. Now, imagine that I do this model, I don't know, with a white surface on which I put the building, which I put the little trees or the machine that I can buy in the shop. No? Or imagine that I do a model like this. The moment that I make the model like this, it is clearly that this model speaks to me because I'm looking for that kind of interrelationship between the form of land and the form of building. I do it like that because the product has to speak about, with me, about my idea. And then if I do with the wrong media, or a wrong way, I will never get anywhere. Because the product does not speak to me. The product has to speak to you. Has to help you in thinking. Has to direct your thinking. So, the product is not, and this in the case of Miralles is so evident, that all the products are not done for others, are done for the thinking process of the studio, of the group, of themselves. And then, it is done, of course, they become so strong in themselves, they create a kind of way to publish projects, you know, and then it croquis in a way allow and accepted that very specific way to create models, to create the drawing, to create ecologies. Before, you know, there was much standard, you know, you have to do plan, section, blah, blah, blah. Instead, the Coquille allowed, really, this type of publication in which the model, the collages, the sketches, they're all done to express, you know. Look how how it is important, the expression of this idea. And look clearly how this project, it is done exactly following these keywords. It's really an architecture that wants to create a relationship between soil, that is, land and architecture are blurred together, are done together. And so, for example, things that normally are not so important, like this line here in the model are clearly the line that create the arrival of the geometry in the building itself, but they are also line of the landscape, of the land, and probably some of these lines are taken from a critical understanding of the environment. Okay, in the book, Miralles arrived two moments. In this moment, in the 90s, when he was young, about it was also an occasion to speak a little bit about Barcelona, Olympiadi, etc. And then he will arrive later in the year 2000 because he makes a masterpiece there. Okay, so prepare during the break some questions. About this part, so we can talk a little bit, just simple question or articulate question, whatever you want. And so we can see 4:15, 15 minutes break. Okay?
Yeah. 4:15?
Yeah, or 4:10 makes more sense, no? 4:10, because we have 4:10, freezing time, okay? And prepare a question. You will be interrogated. Okay. E questa è una.